It's a Thursday morning, and joining us now, once a month from Northfield's age-friendly organization, we have Cece Lindstroth. Good morning, Cece.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Well, good. You're looking happy and chipper and ready to roll.
I am ready to roll. I have my notes in front of me, ready to talk.
You know, we were going over some of the things that age-friendly Northfield has been working on, what you want to talk about. Boy, it's a long list. You guys have been very, very busy in the month of March and as we head into spring.
Well, we have been, and we're very proud of some of the things that we've been doing. One of the biggest things is pickleball, because that's such a great movement activity all year long. Honest to goodness, it is taking off like crazy at the high school. We are having at least 50 players every Sunday, Jeff, split between beginners and experienced players. So you should join us, Jeff, on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
All you need is your gym footwear.
No,
we've
really
got everything else.
Do I need to bring my own pickleball or pickle? Or?
well, if you wish, if you have your own pickleball, absolutely. But we have everything else there for
great,
you.
Because I don't have any of that
stuff. Well, we are providing that.
Wonderful.
And, but this is also done between the community at NREC and Age Friendly. It's just a great collaboration, and to see the community enjoying it has been wonderful. And we just finished submitting a grant to AARP to fund two additional sites next November through April.
Okay.
So we'll be working on that if we get the grant. So
would
next
that be
year,
indoor, outdoor? Or?
Indoor.
Okay.
Yeah. But if the city's thinking about more pickleball courts, yay, rock on. I have to tell you, one of my partners, because we rotate in and out, and I plan on being considered a beginner for the rest of my life, so I'm on the beginner side, but one of my partners was a third grader. He was amazing. I don't want to tell you how many times he saved our team. And then my next partner was someone my age who was a beginner. So this intergenerational aspect of it is amazing, too.
Oh, sounds like fun.
It
all right.
Is. And then you mentioned something else that we were very excited about recently, and that was our steering committee met with Bob Close, Bruce Jacobson, and Teresa Jensen to share thoughts about the downtown redevelopment plan. And we shared details with them that are important for older adults, such things as checking the spaces between paved and unpaved surfaces or transitions between surfaces, making sure that they're smooth so that canes, walkers, or wheelchairs don't get caught, making sure that fonts on signs are large and in a contrasting color to the background, seating with arms, making sure that there is shade over seating areas and over areas that are meant to encourage social interaction, no more than a 2% grade on walkways for wheelchairs, and that there are drop-off areas near activities and seating areas for people with mobility concerns. So it was quite a welcome meeting. We were thrilled to talk with them. Many of these ideas, these are experienced people. They had already thought of them. But, yeah, it was really fun to get some access into that.
Well, great. And it's good to see. They are really doing a good job of getting everybody
aren't they
involved in this. We talked with Tom Nelson, the fire chief, earlier today. And Tom was at the table right off the bat. And yeah, a lot of things. A lot of people, the business people, the townspeople. There's another meeting tonight on this, so it's a good job.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not only that they're having those meetings, but there's really a good feel on all of those meetings. They're really welcoming ideas. And do you want me to go on to another one?
We have Paul Ryland is here. I know he was here a couple of months ago. Was he going to give – I think he might have been giving us an update. Did you talk to him?
I know Mr. Ryland is very involved with the housing meetings that the Age Friendly and Habitat are putting together. But yeah, if he's
we'll have
got
him on
stuff,
in just a couple of minutes. All right.
Okay.
Let's finish with, because you've got a long list on your own.
Well, so but Paul has been an amazing collaborator. So give me a sign when you want me to cut off, because I want to make sure he gets to say what he'd like to. Our elder care group had an amazing meeting with Jenny Larson. Jenny's the executive director at Three Rivers, and she talked with us about all of the programs that Three Rivers supports. It is overwhelming. One program, Jeff, that touched me was that if you qualify for help and your furnace breaks down, if you call Three Rivers before you call an independent contractor, your repairs or a replacement furnace can be covered. And I thought that was just an example of just the wonderful safety net that we've got in our community for older adults, for any generation.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was really cool. And then winter walking, still going well at the high school. I was there actually yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And then another one that we think a lot about with the older adults, Michael Purcell, the program director for food access at our Community Action Center, spoke to the steering committee about the need for donations to our food shelf. The CAC's Minnesota Food Share campaign ends April 9th. So I wanted to ask everyone to please think about the rising need in our community for donations. A monetary donation of unrestricted funds enables our CAC to stretch the dollar donations up to $10 per every dollar. So I wanted to encourage everyone to please keep this on your list of to-dos over the next 2 weeks. Because it's really a great organization.
It really is. And once again, a donation of a canned good or whatever, a non-perishable thing is good. But the buying power that they have, as you'd mentioned, the dollar goes, you know, 10 times as far as it would.
It really does. And the staff down there is so knowledgeable. So that money's well spent.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then the last thing, if we've got a little bit of time.
Oh, sure. We got plenty of time.
Oh, good. really is to encourage people as the weather is changing to think about volunteering, because Age Friendly is a volunteer organization and we need volunteers. We cover many, many aspects of the community. Right now, our most active areas are health and wellness, housing, and that's, you know, where we're partnering with Paul, and transportation. And there's just such good stuff that comes out of volunteering. And you never know what you'll get out of something until you do it. So studies from such institutions as Carnegie Mellon show a strong, this is for all of the people that like research in Northfield, shows a strong association between volunteering and physical and psychological health, which is pretty darn important, right? And a Stanford study showed that people who volunteered over 200 hours a year were 40% less likely to develop high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully those will be motivations to get people to start thinking about where they'd like to spend some volunteers.
Yeah, it's a rewarding and an enjoyable experience.
Well,
if you do something you like,
Jeff,
you can volunteer whatever you'd like, man. There's opportunities for everyone and every kind of interest.
That is exactly right.
That's it. Let's go.
Okay, I'm going to move over and let Paul sit down here.
Me and Cece are going to be the cheerleading team.
Yeah,
we'll be a volunteer for that. Paul Ryland is in with us. We talked with Paul a few weeks back, or a couple of minutes, been a while now, about some of the housing project that you have been working on with Age Friendly Northfield. Tell us, give us kind of an update of what's going on.
Well, it's just really fun to partner with local people and other agencies like Habitat, and I'm just really impressed with AARP. I'm just north of 50 myself, and not really very aware of that, but they're coming down again. The AARP people are coming down again, and we're going to be discussing downsizing in our next upcoming talk. That's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, downsizing. I downsized myself recently. A couple of years ago, a few years back, and boy, it makes a difference. I mean, houses are big, and if you don't have a bunch of people living there, kids and everything, if you're an empty nester, it's work and it's expensive to do. Yeah, so downsizing, good stuff. What you're going to be talking with folks from ARP?
Yeah, so, well, I won't be speaking at this one, but we have some ARP people coming, and then we have two other local people coming. So Malcolm Watts from Junk Truck is coming, and then also Stacy Greer from Neighbor Lady is coming. So we have the structure of AARP and all their experience with this idea of downsizing, and then some local voices telling some local stories. So I'm excited to put some meat on the bone with this idea. I think a lot of people talk about downsizing. I see very little of it actually happening.
We're preparing for the day.
Well, it's fun because, you know, we're in the home building business. And so often people are, I'm in a 3,800 square foot house and I'd really like to move into your new 1,900 square foot house, but I don't know what to do with all my stuff. You know, and so it's like I've seen some really great examples of how not to downsize. So it's kind of fun to see, you know, just to kind of get the conversation started. And
yeah,
and I hear the same thing from seniors all the time, which is, I have all this stuff, my kids don't want it, I'm not even sure I can give it away, you know. And then they just kind of permeate in that space. And so I think it's fun to, I think it'll be a good exploration of, you know, what's a process? How would I actually move from this space to, you know, a downsizing space? My wife is a minimalist, so she's always kind of thinking in this context. And but it'll be fun to hear what people have to say.
All right. And what is the time and date of that again?
You know what? I'm going to look that up in just a second.
Okay. All right. But it's coming up in age-friendly Northfield. And Cece, maybe you can grab that microphone there and tell us. You guys have some web pages and social media and as a resource?
Well, and we are really starting to pump that up. 2023 is going to be a huge year for age-friendly. Mm-hmm. And we're really coming into 2023 with our focus on technology. So yes, go to agefriendlynorthfield.com or .org. We are not a profit organization. And we will contact you if you are interested in volunteering, in looking at our steering committee, even if it's a one-shot deal with the domain teams. Like Paul is here with housing. And if that's your passion or your interest, we can find a spot for you, a little one or a big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, if you live in this community, Northfield is one of the top places to retire. And I think 50 North and all the different pieces and parts of that are such a huge part of that. So please plug in. Please take advantage. And if you're over 50 like me, just give it a try. I think you'll find that there's some really normal people there. So, Jeff, you did ask about the time. So yeah. The upcoming workshop is Wednesday, April 19th. 10:30 to 12 at 50 North, and we have room for like 15 to 25. So if you hit the 50 North website, there is like a registration, so then you're guaranteed a spot. And I believe there's a really wonderful lunch spot there afterwards, so bring a friend and have some Mexican food afterwards, and I'll be there. The first five people will get Mexican food on me.
Come, all right, sign up. It is a great deal.
Sounds like it. Anything else you'd like to talk about while we have you on?
I think I just want to reinforce Paul being here today to show the collaboration that's going on in the community. There wouldn't be the success that we're having if there weren't people that were open to new connections and new ways of organizing. And the seniors are a huge, important part. When we look at diversity, equity, and inclusion, we are here to tell you we need to be thinking about the seniors and all of those.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we want to thank both of you for coming in. Thanks for your work on Age Friendly Northfield. Much appreciated. And we'll talk to you or somebody else in the group next month.
For sure, Jeff. For sure.
All right.
Yeah. Look for our upcoming housing tour. We're going to do a tour, bus tour coming up. And that information is also on the website.
Perfect. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Cece Lindstroth and Paul Ryland here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.